USDA's National Ag Statistics Service has released its annual crop production report, providing final numbers for some of the nation's crops. Chief of the NAS Crops Branch, Jeff Guider, says the production totals for the 2006 soybean crop may be the most interesting of the report.
The soybean crop is a record for 2006, and due to record planted acres, record high harvested acres, the second highest yield we've had on record, and that resulting record production of 3.19 billion bushels comes from that. Several states had record high yields for soybeans. Louisiana, Michigan, New York, South Carolina, Kentucky, and Ohio tied their previous record highs. So several states had record yields this year.
The 3.19 billion bushel crop is actually smaller than predicted in November, but is 4% above the 2005 production. NAS estimates the average yield at 42.7 bushels per acre, just 0.3 of a bushel below the November forecast and last year's record high yield. As for corn, Guider says the average U.S. grain yield is estimated at 149.1 bushels per acre. That's down from the November forecast, but above 2005. According to Guider, that makes the 2006 yield estimate the second highest on record behind 2004. And even though the final production estimate is down from November and 5% lower than 2005, Guider says corn growers can be proud of their 10.5 billion bushel crop.
For corn, it's the third highest crop we've had on record in terms of production. We did lower production a little bit, about 2%, from the previous forecast, which was in November. And that's pretty much just due to the fact that we had some final survey data that we didn't have earlier, and we did see a little bit more harvest loss in some states that would have reduced that a little bit. So it is down a little bit, but it's still 10.5 is the third highest on record.
Guider says cotton producers also harvested the third largest crop on record. All cotton production is estimated at 21.7 million bales, 9% lower than last year's record high production. The yield at 819 pounds per acre, Guider says, is down 12 pounds per acre from 2005, but also represents the third highest on record. Both yield and production numbers are higher than the last NAS prediction, and according to Guider, that's really because of one state, Texas.
They have a large number of acres that they abandoned this year. As a matter of fact, it was higher than 35% abandoned in both Texas and Oklahoma. And what that does, it translates into a higher yield because the acres that they're abandoning are the poorer quality acres, the dry land acres that just didn't make a good crop. In the irrigated part of the state, they had an excellent crop. The boll weights were as high as they've ever been. One interesting thing about the cotton is that we are actually showing about a 7% increase over last year in planted acres, but about an 8% decrease in harvested acres. And that reflects that abandonment in Texas and Oklahoma after the drought this summer.
Weather was a concern for many growing areas of the U.S., yet producers were still able to turn in record or near-record crops. As a result, Guider says it's safe to say the U.S. would have seen much bigger crops had it not been for those adverse weather conditions.
Throughout the growing season, we kept hearing concerns about the dry weather in many key places around the country, and yet the yields we were seeing in our objective surveys were not as low as we might have expected due to that. Some of the talk has been that there may be some of the improved varieties that are out there now are a little bit more drought resistant than some of them in the past. And so what typically would have been a bad year in the past, looking at the weather, didn't seem to be as bad this year.
Friday's report also includes final numbers for 2006 sorghum grain production and rice production. NAS estimates a 278 million bushel sorghum grain crop. That's down 4% from November and 29% below 2005. 2006 rice production is estimated at 194 million hundredweight, down 13% from last year. Reporting for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.